Hey guys, this week is so special because on Tuesday we had Danette May joining us to talk all about her upcoming book, The Rise, and share her insight. And now today we are actually having Danette join us again, who is actually going to be focusing more now because, as you know, on Thursdays we focus more on our online businesses and amazing female entrepreneurs. So we are actually talking with Danette May again today all about how she went from $47 in her bank to building an eight-figure business model. So for those of you who don't know, Danette May is the founder of Mindful Health LLC and the Rise Movement. She is a world-renowned motivational speaker, best-selling author, and former celebrity fitness trainer, as well as wife and mother. She has shared her unique, inspiring message on such places as Access Hollywood, Hallmark Home and Family, and CBS. Danette has changed the physical, mental, and emotional and spiritual lives of millions of people around the world by focusing on healing foods, healing movement, and the healing mindset. She teaches students how to transform the muck of their lives into inner motivation, empowering them to love the bodies they live in and love the life they live. So I'm so beyond excited to be sharing this content and chatting with her today because she truly has been able to build this amazing, not only eight-figure model, but also a model that is impacting the world and impacting millions of people on a regular basis and continuing to grow. So sit back, get ready to just learn so much from what Danette has to share with us today.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women. To help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, we are chatting with Danette May. Hi, Danette.
Hi, everybody.
Danette, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to have you. So for everyone listening, as you know, this podcast is all about business. It's all about empowering you to, you know, start your own business or to continue to build your business or wherever you're at, and just to be able to inspire you with different stories and, you know, featuring, I guess, other women that have really, you know, made a huge difference in this industry. So I'm so excited to have you, Danette. I want to talk to you, just dive right in, because there's a lot to talk about, because I know you have such a fascinating story about where you began and where you're at today. So let's start with that. Like, where did you start off? Because I know that you started off with, you know, really, your story is that you had $47 to your name, and then from there you've grown. So why don't you just share that story with us, if you don't mind?
So the story is that when I was younger, so I grew up in a family of boys, and I was the only girl, but I was with my mom, who didn't do anything physical. Like, I watched as all my brothers were quite active into sports, and I watched my mom never once rode a bike. She never once could do a push-up. And it wasn't so much about that, but I could tell that she didn't have confidence. And there was this lack of enjoyment of life due to the fact that she hadn't tried these things, right? Physical, fitness. And right. She was overweight at this time. And I remember I was like a teenager. And there was no pictures ever around the house of them previously in their lives. And we were pulled out this box and this picture of this woman in a bikini on the beach. I was like in this pile, and I'm like, who is this, to my mom? And she goes, it's me. And I said, this is you. Like, I couldn't even recognize the two people. And she looked so fit and so happy and so healthy, rocking a bikini, which I'd never once seen her in a swimsuit. Right. And she said, yeah, that's me in college. And it started to spur this information inside of myself of going, wow, how does someone go from that to this? What is that story? What is that belief that they contain inside themselves? And I'm not trying to put my mom down, because I was finding myself in my mom. And I think we can all find ourselves in, either it's ourselves and we've switched, or we're maybe in it. And I dedicated myself at that time to really figure out that I was never going to go down that path. So then I got into the fitness world, right? And I was a trainer, and I thought I had all the answers. I was eating reduced fat wheat thins and soy milk, and I thought I had all the answers. I was training fitness and exercising, and then it took me fully falling for me to truly get what I was here to do. and in my fall was losing my son. Mm-hmm. $47 to my name, single mom, eating beans and weenies. And
yeah,
in that moment, learning on a very cellular level, because I went through a deep depression, the power of movement, not just to fit into your jeans, not to just lose that extra pound or pounds, but to truly shift your state and to truly tap into the truth of who you are, which is your soul's knowing. And that was the beginning of the truth and really the evolution of my business, of what I am today. I've always been a lover of movement. I've always been a trainer. I love it. It's so fun for me. But it wasn't that downfall that I had to truly learn the power of movement. And I also started experimenting with healing foods because, one, I didn't have a lot of money. And two, I was foggy. I was depressed. I had full on acne from guilt and from just who knows what, like everything boiling up on my insides. And I just started, for some reason, there was something inside of me. I've always been really fascinated with superfoods that have kind of been hidden, but wanting to pull them back out. And I started playing around and I did 5 ingredients because that's all the time I had and money I had, and started feeding it to my little girls and myself. And I was watching myself just literally bloom. And that is where, like, I started waking up to my truth and to my power and to my knowing, which we all have. And that's kind of this evolution that started building up my confidence to now running an 8-figure business. Millions, I have over 1 million women on my email list that subscribe every single day to our emails. Like, it blows my mind. And I say it unapologetically, not bragging, because truly the truth to what everyone can accomplish. Like, if I went from that to this, like in 5 years, it's possible for everyone, not necessarily go to do the exact same thing I'm doing, but honor your soul's call, step into it a little bit more. And that's just really that journey that I went on. It took my fall to get to my truth.
Right. No, and that's beautifully said. And I think, you know, when you're saying like honor what it is that your soul is telling you, I teach a webinar that talks something about that, because I talk about turning your passion into profit. And I just focus on the idea of, we so often let this fear inside of us pull us away from what our soul's really telling us to do. What our insides are saying, like, this is the path. If something is interesting to you, if it's constantly the only thing that you're getting drawn to, like if you're constantly reading recipes online because you just find them so fascinating, you find that stuff interesting, but then you're working at a job where every day you're like, oh, it's Monday, you know, and that kind of thing. Like, really, you need to start paying more attention to what your interests are, what your intentions are. Because when you start, I truly believe when you start living on your path, that is your truth, that you will be successful. Because it's just, when you're living authentically, it's just like you have a different type of momentum behind you.
Absolutely. And that's really your why.
Yeah.
Because your deep why is what's going to propel you. And I do want to say, a lot of times people are like, well, I'm on my why. I'm on my passion. Why do I not see those profits? Why am I not seeing that success that you talk about, Amanda? Like, what is that? Why do some people see it? And I have to say that there is no timeline, that you will see it. It's just a matter of when. It's not a if, it's a when. And trust me, there was a gap. I mean, for me, 5 years, which now I look back, I'm like, that's short gap. But trust me, on a day-to-day level, that felt slow. Just trusting that I'm staying in my truth. I'm always honoring my truth. And when I say truth, it's exactly what you said. It's like, what lights you up? What creates that curiosity inside of you? What would you do whether you got paid or not? Like, really trying to honor, and then to go a little bit further, but where can you show up and serve a little bit more? Where can you help someone a little bit more with that thing that excites you or makes you curious? Because you got to find something that's going to serve others to truly step into that success.
Agreed. 100%. Now with your business, I mean, I have bought your recipe ebook. I love it. It's got great recipes and everything. And I love that it is 5 ingredients, because I'm also a busy mom and entrepreneur and everything else. So I'm like, it's got to be easy and it's got to be delicious, so my little girl will eat it. But so with your business, how do you structure it? Like, do you have in-person still, or like, what is your online versus in-person breakdown, if you have it at all? And do you have a preference for how you communicate?
And everyone's different. So this is a really good question. I don't do in person at all. So I was when I started. That was what bought my beans and weenies when I was poor. I was doing one-on-one training. But I knew in my heart, and everyone has to find for themselves. And I want to step back for just a minute and say defining for yourself, because we can get so caught up in thinking that a certain dream is our dream just because somehow society's made it seem bigger. Like, oh, you have an online business, that's what I should do. When maybe your soul's like, no. You're not meant, like, that doesn't resonate and that's not your path. But because we can think, oh, that seems so glamorous, that seems so amazing. Same with doctors or being a lawyer or whatever. We put these little stigmas of what's success and what's not. And what true success is really honoring your call. Like, where are you meant to show up? And so for me, when I was doing one-on-one, I loved it, but I knew deep down, like, it was paying the bills. Like, I could do that every single day. I loved it. Yeah. But I knew I wanted to reach millions, and I couldn't train millions one-on-one. So I knew I had to step into the world of online, and I knew zero about online marketing. I knew zero. I didn't even write on Facebook when I started this. Like, I was a girl that sometimes scrolled Facebook, but never commented. So, and I maybe had like 100 friends. I don't know. Like, and so that's also important. I think what I love about your academy is it's not so much knowing the how, it's really staying in the why and really staying in the truth of what's beating up and coming up for you. Because the, and I'll share really candidly, like, what I did to attract the how, because I certainly didn't know the how, but I knew, like, I knew the what, I knew the why of reaching millions of people, and I knew it needed to be on social media. I just didn't know anything about it.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right though. And it's, you know, it's similar to our business flow as well, because we started with an in-person business, with a boot camp business. And we said it was always our way. Even the beginning though, we always said, and we say this unapologetically, but we said, we're building an empire. We're building a fitness empire, because we always thought big. We always had a big picture mindset of what we really wanted to do, which was impact people, right? And make as much impact as possible. And we started similar. We started with this training program, but we said, this is our way to build our brand and our credibility and our awareness and to get a better understanding of our business. And then from there, we kept expanding and expanding. And now our business is probably about 60% online, and we're eventually going to go completely online. But it's so interesting, right? Because when you do that, it's all about scaling your business and understanding how you can scale your business. We knew that, like you, the only impact that we can make in person, we were limiting ourselves to just the people in our communities that we could teach, versus taking our academy online allows us now, we work with people around the world on a global level, being able to then help them impact their communities. So that's what it's about for us.
Yes.
And so now with your business, what would you say was the biggest challenge that you had or have with owning your own business?
The challenges change as you grow. So the very beginning, it was me and my business partner. We were the customer service. We were the content creators. We were the videographers. We were every moving piece to the business.
I understand.
And I think it's important for people to know this, because it's not going to be easy at first. Maybe like if you're 0.1%, it feels easy, but oh my gosh, you've got to be so freaking scrappy and willing to put your feet
learn everything
and dig up dirt and do the shit work. Like, you've got to eat that shit sandwich. You do. And we were in it. Like, I thought as a single mom, getting up at 4 a.m., driving in to train clients, then coming home and being a mom, and then staying up night working on my books that I was going to, hopefully in my dream world, going to get out into the world. I thought I worked hard then. When I started the business, that's when the real work started. I was like, I thought this was going to actually get easier because I had a business partner. Like, I am working nonstop. And that's just kind of the truth. And so that was the challenge then, was putting on a million hats, because I had to. And then as we grew, we brought on employees, right? Now we have 60 full-time employees all around the world. We're a virtual company.
Yeah.
And I find now our biggest challenge is management, because we're looking for these top level like CEOs and COOs to run so I can stay in my zone of genius, which is content. So that is our challenge, is employees, trusting employees with your baby, your business, right? Like letting them run the ship that you're like, I built this ship. Can you make sure there's no holes in it and make sure we're going in the right direction? So that's probably the biggest challenge. I would never say my challenge has been belief. We've been knocked down a million times and I can share stories of comeback after comeback, but never once in my cell did I think it was going to be our demise. My business partner at times did, but I never did. I was always like, I always knew this was going to be successful because I knew the why. And I think that's just never been a difficult part for me when we got knocked down. For him, yes.
Yeah.
It's just more the logistical stuff that we've had to go through.
Right. No, and I think, you know, I love that you said that that wasn't really your difficulty, was never understanding the why, because we were the same in the sense. And I mean, even when I left my full-time job and decided like we were just going to do this full-time, like, and just jump into it, everybody thought we were crazy. Like, they thought, oh my gosh, like you're going to leave. I had a great job. I was in a management role at the Toronto International Film Festival and like cool job, fun things. And I thought, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, but what if it doesn't work? And I'm like, but it's going to. Like, I know it's going to. I have no backup plan. I have no idea what I would do otherwise because I don't need it, right? Yeah. Because I knew, because in your soul, when you know that you're doing it, like when you know you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I just, like I said earlier, I feel like you will always be successful because you will continue to push forward. You'll have things that will fall apart. You'll have things that won't go the right way, but you learn from those and you continue just to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, success isn't rocket science. Like success leaves clues, and it's not really hard to be successful. I'm going to say that because it isn't like the tactical stuff to be successful is not that hard. It's been like laid out step by step by step by step. The part that you have to make sure you are, which is never, you can never delegate and you can never really train, is grit. And that getting up 1,001 times, that is what is going to be the differentiator between those steps into success. So can you get up 1,001 times? Can you get in there and dig in when you don't want to do the work? Can you do that? And if you can, no doubt you could. I could leave what I'm doing right now. This is my surety now. I could leave and start a whole different business in a whole different genre. I could sell lingerie and I know I'd be successful because I know how to get up. That's the only denominator that differentiates some people from success and others.
Yeah, no, that's so true. No, speaking of that though, what would you say would be one of, like, I don't like using the word mistake because I don't feel like there, I feel like there are things that maybe don't go as you plan, but I always think of them more as lessons. What would you say would be one of the biggest lessons from when you started your business till now that you have learned that you, if you could, you would maybe change how you approached it?
I don't know. I think the thing that I'm learning is about my level of what I'll accept in an employee. So when we were started to just grow really fast, more faster than we could keep up, we kind of got a little too quick in hiring. Instead of being patient and going, I know we're growing, I know we've got employees working 14 hours a day, I would hold back still and just trust to, I would learn now to hire a little slower because we hired quickly thinking we need you, and they were higher level positions and they were the wrong fit. And that actually costs you more time and energy than if you were to just kind of slow down and be like, you know, we'll wait till we get the right person. So we've really learned that lesson. And I can pinpoint with my gut, like, this person's right or this person's not. And I'll know within a week once they come on. Cause you interview, you feel good, but then sometimes they get on and you're like, ah, this is different than what you said in the interview. And you won't know until you give people a chance. I can figure it out a lot quicker versus going months and going, oh, I'm going to keep, I used to give people time. I'd be like, oh, 3, 4 months, 5 months to prove themselves. Right. Now I'm like, all I need is a week now. I can tell right away.
And you really trust your gut then now too. Yeah. Like you're trusting that intuition immediately as opposed to just being like, okay, well on paper, it's really good. So I'm going to give them the chance rather than just being like, okay, I'm going to trust myself.
Yeah.
And then the flip side of that, what would you say to date has been one of your biggest accomplishments that you've had?
I'm going to share a story because I think it really sums up our grittiness and kind of how you need to execute. So you read all these books like, you know, fire the name, or you like, you know, bite off the frog or eat the elephant, blah, blah. So yeah, this is kind of how we operate. And I feel like it's what's made us, I can just brag a little bit. We just hit Inc. top 40. We hit 48 on Inc.'s 500 of fastest companies in the USA.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm proud of this because it has been through like being scrappy. Like I always call our team like the duct tape team. Like we just figure it out. And I'm proud of that because, and this is the example. So we knew that there was opportunity in a free plus shipping offer. We didn't know what we should offer. We just knew we needed something that we could offer. So we were walking on this path, me and my husband, and we're like, okay, let's think about it. He's like, I think you should create a DVD. Now, most people would think you're an online business. No one has DVD players anymore. What makes you think you can sell DVDs? And it didn't make any sense to me either, but it felt right. So we were like, we're going to make a flat abs DVD. And I'm going to give them everything in this DVD. It's not just going to be ab workouts. I'm going to do a meal prep video. I'm going to give them meditations on it. And then we're going to create this total body DVD too, that we're going to give away this DVD for free. And we were like, okay, we need a place to film this in, but we didn't really want to spend a lot of money. So we called a realtor. This is all within a 2-week span. We call a realtor. We're like, do you have any houses that are vacant that we can use that are like $1 million homes, right? Because it got to look good. And we got to have the space. And got into a home that was, the guy kind of never really lived there, but he had furniture in there. $200 for the day. Me and my husband set up two cameras. We literally were the videographer. We were the content creators, and I was the trainer inside the video. And when I got to the advanced levels, I was like, you're in the video now too, to my husband. So we did everything for 3 days. We could hardly walk after 3 days. We filmed all day long in this house on our own shoestring budget. And I remember telling him, I said, we're doing this. Most people would think, oh, I got to hire a production team. I've got to spend all this mm-hmm. money on the space. And it would take months, right? Like it would be a process. We did this in 2 weeks, everything.
Right. Amazing.
And I said, this is going to be successful. I know it. We sell 2,000 DVDs a day from this.
Oh my gosh.
This has been a huge flagship. And it's, when I say sell, they get the DVD for free.
The free plus shipping.
Buy and upsell because I've over delivered. And now they got so much in this free product that they now go back and they buy everything else. It's been this huge success story. And that's, I love that story because it's just showing people that you just got to sometimes just duct tape it and figure it out and do it. I remember like, hey, clap, sync the cameras now, like work out now, run around, turn it off. And everything.
That's amazing. That actually sounds similar to our DVD thing. We didn't actually have it in like a real estate space or anything, but we had like two guys with like four cameras, and then we had like a friend with like a whiteboard holding up like the listing. We were like, oh my gosh. And we filmed it. We filmed 8 DVDs in 2 days.
Yeah. I was already.
I was so tired afterwards.
So great.
We just kept alternating between like who's doing high intensity, who's doing low, so that we could like actually catch a break.
I love it.
Now, what would you say, like, because your business is exploding, you're doing amazing things, you're accomplishing so much, but what would you say your end goal is, if you even have one? Like, I know some companies have an end goal of like, oh, I want to sell, or I want to, you know, I want to reach a certain number, and then I'm just going to kind of like close shop or whatever. Like, do you have an idea of what that end goal even looks like to you? Or is it just to continue to grow and evolve?
It's such a question that gets asked a lot to me. I go on business podcasts a lot or get speak at masterminds, and people want to know this end goal, right? Like, what is this dream you guys have? And it's interesting because I don't have an end goal. And I know like a lot of business books would tell you got to have like an exit strategy. You got to have this end goal because you're a superfood company, right? And my goal on a day-to-day basis is to always ask, what is in the highest vibration of what I'm supposed to share today? And I literally ask that to myself every single day. And with that truth, I don't know what 5 years really looks like. I just know I'm going to stand and stay in where I'm meant to be. And that there's no dollar amount. And it's always just being in the expression of who I'm meant to be in that day. So I don't even have a retirement plan. Like, I just am going to continue doing what lights me up.
No, I love that. And I think, you know, I don't think that you have to always have an end goal. I was just curious if you did, because yeah. I do know some businesses do, and then some businesses are just uncertain and they just want to continue. As long as it lights them up, then they want to continue to go with it, right?
I definitely have goals that are close that I want to like hit that.
Which I think is important.
Striving for, that I don't even know the how to get to them. But
yeah,
so I will go for those. But like, as far as like out, I don't really know.
Yeah. I love that you just said, though, that you have goals that are close that you don't even really know how you're going to get to yet. Because I think I talk to this with our students in the academy sometimes, where I say, like, just have your vision of what you really want for your personal life and your professional life. Create the vision. Don't worry about the logistics right now. Just know what you really want, because yes. then everything will become more clear as you start going through the process. Right? Like, yes. it's just, you don't have to worry about like, oh, but I don't have these things, so then it cancels this vision out. No, just like, know what you really see for yourself and then worry about the steps later.
Totally. Totally.
Now, my last question for you is, what would you, if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice, or if you could give one piece of advice to anyone listening today that is, you know, whether they're just starting out or they are someone who is in business, maybe that is looking to kind of next level their business, et cetera, wherever they're at, what would be that one big piece of advice that you would give them?
When they're just starting out, that's what your question is. They're just starting out.
Just starting out, or they even have a business that's operating, but they're trying to kind of next level it.
Okay. It's probably going to be a little different than what most people think. And I feel like it's been a really big thing for me to keep going to the next level. And it's where it got me when I was broke as a joke. And that is the power of visualization. So when you get into your mind of, I'm just not quite there yet. Like, I don't know how to get there. I feel like I'm going so slow. We can get these thoughts, right? I'm not connected to anyone. I don't have any resources. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And you can get in that down, and it's an energy vibration, right? And it's like, it feels pretty heavy. It can feel really confusing. And like, everyone else is there but you. And when I get into those emotions, I drop into my visualization and I act as if it's happening, and I see myself where I'm going, and I really just see it and feel it and experience it as if it's just happening right now. And that has been the biggest game changer for me. So that would be my biggest advice, because the body, the future, your destiny will go where your mind tells it.
Amazing. I love that. I love that it's not just something that's, you know, oh, well, you have to do this or find the best partner or whatever. Like, nothing that is like logistical. It's literally just, it's within you.
It's inside of you.
Yeah.
A lot of us want to blame it, that we think it's outside of us, but it's actually inside of us. Yeah. Inside of us, not outside of us.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Danette, for your time today. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. And just, of course, you can go to fitchicksacademy.com for you to check out more information about Danette. But also, Danette, could you want to share with them how they can find out more information about you, where they can reach you?
Yeah, I think my website might be the easiest way. You can see all the different programs and see the free content that we put up every single day via the website. So it's just danettemay.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you again, Danette, for your time. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.